I worked at Arrows for about 3-4 months.
That would be in the early 50s then?
In 1949.
Oh, right.
And then...
How long were you with Arrow for?
I was with Arrow for about 4 or 5 months, I think.
Yes. What did you do there?
I just did trainee gear cutting. Where I didn't take... I wasn't on an apprenticeship. I was there as a boy labourer.
Hmm.
The ladies operated the machines. We set the machines up for them, with cutting particular diameter wheels and that sort of thing.
Gosh. Can you remember how much you earned when you were there? That's a long time ago.
I think it was 11 pence.
11 pence?
Per hour.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Which is about 5.5 newp.
An hour. How awful. And what sort of hours were you...
You worked a 48-hour week.
48. So that included a Saturday then, did it?
That included Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Gosh. And were there, what were sort of the facilities? Did you get a subsidised lunch or a canteen? Or
no.
Nothing like that at all.
You get a tea break.
Yeah.
But that was it. You just carried on working, so.
Yeah. Gosh.
And some of the operators, the ladies there, were operating 3 or 4 machines at a time. It's,
kind of scary,
because they were
though.
Belt driven.
Yes. So that meant that what they were intermittent, were they?
Well, what we'd do, you'd have a lady with 3 machines in front of her.
Mm.
When it was cut, when the gear had been cut, the spinner had the grooves cut into it, it would stop. So her job then was to take the, pull the lid down, pull the spindle out, put a new one in.
Yes.
And she would have 3 machines to keep going.
Ah, going at different times.
Yeah. This one, to that one, to that one. And then back to the first one again.
So once you'd set the machines up, were you sort of doing maintenance or troubleshooting?
Well, I wasn't doing the troubleshooting so much, apart from if a belt came off, we'd have to stop everybody on that belt or that light, that shaft, or we got up and put the belt back on for her, and little things like that.
Was there much in the way of safety brackets around the machines, or was it a bit...
By today's standards, they were lacking safety machines.
Yes, yeah.
But you just did it.
Yes, it was
a job. Another thing while I was there, you'd be where the swarf, the stuff, the metal which had been cut off,
yes,
would be covered in oil. So you'd have to put it in a centrifuge and spin the oil out, cleanse the...
So it could be reused as scrap then?
Well, the metal could be used as scrap and you could reuse the oil.